Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Bonnie.
We're going to get back to your calls and thoughts. Also, we've been talking about New Hampshire independence as the state representatives are taking up CACR 32, which is an actual proposal to amend the Constitution of New Hampshire to declare independence. If passed by the people on the ballot, it has to get to the ballot first. So first it has to go through 60% of the state house, and then 60% of the senators have to vote for it. So it's definitely got its work cut out for it. It's the first time anything like this has ever been proposed that I'm aware of nationwide. Now, I know that there was Texas earlier this year did have it wasn't a ballot measure. It was like a piece of legislation that if it was passed would simply have been a resolution by the Texas legislature to say Texas should begin considering to think about leaving the United States. But it would just be a resolution.
Right.
And a resolution, by definition, is non-binding.
Yeah, this is a different thing.
So New Hampshire's proposal is an actual constitutional amendment that would amend the Constitution as soon as it is passed by the people of New Hampshire. And it does require two-thirds of the voters. So it's, again, a fairly hefty requirement. But if it were to be passed by two-thirds of the voters, it would then declare New Hampshire's peaceful independence from the United States, and we would move forward as a sovereign nation.
Immediately.
That's it. Yeah, right away. So again, I'd like to know if there's been anything that strong passed anywhere except for here in New Hampshire since King George times.
Never.
I don't think it has. I would love to hear about it if it has. I mean, with the exception of maybe, you know, the Civil War.
When I told my grandpa from Alabama about it, he said, "Y'all can't do that. Y'all are Yankees."
That's funny. Well, we did it once before.
Switcheroo, old man.
What's old is new again. We did this before. Mm-hmm. New Hampshire did this from the king,
yep,
way back in the day, and we can do it again from this king. Let's go to Mark. He's calling in from watching us on Float, F-L-O-T-E, .app. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Ian, can you hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
Terrific, terrific. Hey, I'm calling in. I understand your topic, but I wanted to call in and make sure that this day didn't go unmarked. Basically, Studio 8424 LRN is now beginning its third year of 24/7 operation as an internet affiliate of the Liberty Radio Network, and we're very proud
of
that.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys have a channel over on float.app. Again, that's F-L-O-T-E, which is a freedom-oriented social media platform run by some libertarian folks.
Some great human beings.
Yeah.
Yes, we're having fun doing that, and I wanted to make sure people knew my channel, which, as you know, we used to do the video feed for Free Talk Live. Thank you for coming over and turning your key over there. Now we have been able to make our channel operate with lower bandwidth requirements, which means that you can listen in your Bluetooth car stereo or other Bluetooth speaker, internet speaker, and take LRN with you on the go. So you don't actually have to be sitting in front of your computer. You can literally be in your car, have your cell phone paired to your car stereo, and be listening to the Liberty Radio Network.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's great that you're doing that over on Float. We've had that for years with LRN. LRN's always had three different flavors of streaming channels. So if you were to go to LRN.fm and click on the listen options, there's 16 kilobit, 32 kilobit, and 64 kilobit. I mean, somebody on a dial-up connection could use the 16 kilobit stream.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't sound very good, but it's there for the people that need them. So, Mark, what else did you want to share with us tonight?
Well, as I mentioned in an email, we'll be upping our AMP support, and as soon as I accomplish that, I'll make sure get that emailed or mailed out to you. We're excited about that. I do want to say that when it comes to delivering the network over Float, it does carry the whole social media platform as an exposure to it. So, yes, there's always more than one way to do it. I just wanted to encourage other affiliates to get started. We all saw what happened this year, and I really want to see an explosion of other people interested in carrying the Liberty Radio Network 24/7, or at least some of the programming like Free Talk Live, just as we do. I think it's important that we never let the signal get squelched again, and we always make sure that it's always available.
Well, thank you for the kind words. Go ahead, Bonnie.
So on Float, can people chat and stuff on your channel about LRN?
Yep, there's a chat there.
Yes, they can. There's a chat there. There's also a chat on your feed, Free Talk Live. So people can be chatting in right there, and you can even pop out the chat and include it into your stream if you'd like, however you want to do
that. Yeah, it's a nice platform, and aren't they coming out with like a 1.0? It's basically been in a beta for the last 2 years, right?
Yes, they're working on the 1.0. It's supposed to be, I don't want to speak on their behalf
sure.
exactly, because they're trying to accomplish it as quickly as possible. But I think the lead their target is the first quarter. They were kind of hoping to get it done soon.
Yeah, software is done when it's done. I mean, it's probably going to be sometime next year. I wouldn't even try to nail it down to quarters, because you never know. There's always some new bug that crops up whenever you're dealing with software, and it's always better to, you know, to launch it when it's ready rather than before it's ready. So, Mark, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and check him out over at Studio 8424 on the Float app, FLOTE.app. Thanks for the call tonight. Anybody can pick up our signal and rebroadcast it however they want. We don't care. We don't believe in intellectual property. If you've got a thing that you do and you think our show would be good to add to it, we appreciate it. So he's one of those guys that does that. So thanks.
Awesome.
So we were talking about independence for New Hampshire, and there's a state representative who really is upset about it. He's penned a lengthy screed about why New Hampshire should stay in the Union. Of course, he brings up fear-mongering about the military is going to get violent. He says if they may turn the National Guard against the people of New Hampshire, which, of course, doesn't make any sense at all. It would be hard enough, I think, to get American troops to fire on their own country, you know, people who are their own countrymen. I think there are some who would do it, for sure. But I think a lot of them would say, well, geez, I know people in New Hampshire. I don't know if I want to kill, my family members.
When people say some of the military might actually turn their guns on the people, it's more, I mean, I can believe that some random person who's from Missouri and he joined the military and now they're telling him to point guns at somebody in Louisiana, I could believe that would happen before a guardsman from the state that they're in, a small state, doing that to the people that live there.
Yeah, it's the most unbelievable claim that the actual New Hampshire guardsmen would actually start shooting their own, countrymen in New Hampshire. I just don't buy it.
But I think it's, I don't know, man. There's a lot of order followers out there.
No doubt. No doubt. But, I mean, it's one thing to follow an order to go over and kill people in the Middle East, which I oppose. I'm opposed to all those wars. But it's a whole other thing to ask somebody to go kill somebody they grew up with.
Yeah.
To go kill somebody.
Those
in the
might not be the National Guard's people they send. They might send people from California.
Well, they might, but he's making the claim. The state representative was actually making the claim that the National Guard in New Hampshire would be used to oppress.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just don't buy it.
I'm trying to just figure out this guy who wrote this in general. He is 22. He's younger than me.
Yeah, he's way younger than we thought.
He is on the side of Republicans, apparently, and he is anti-independence. My little brother is in the Air Force, and he is 22, and he thinks he's a Republican, kind of leaning libertarian. Mm-hmm. He's all for independence. I just don't get this guy at all. When I tell my little brother about New Hampshire seceding, he's like, man, I would come live there.
Well, I think that the difference between your brother and this state representative is the state representative is a power seeker. The state representative, he's starting his political career. This is a person who probably has designs on becoming a U.S. senator or
right.
the president or, something like that. So he
wants to do it from the place he's from because he doesn't want to have to move.
So he's starting that process.
Sounds about right.
He goes on to say that New Hampshire could never survive as a sovereign nation, and he puts that in quotes. You may say to yourself, out of principle, we should still leave the Union and see what happens. But articles of secession are unconstitutional and therefore impossible. Any attempt to make New Hampshire a sovereign nation only purports to do so and is illegitimate. See, that's the thing.
This guy should read No Treason.
We are not asking permission to leave. This isn't a thing where we're going to the U.S. government and saying, oh, please, pretty please, can we just say goodbye? We just want to break up with you. No, this is the thing where we say, no, it's over, we're done. Doesn't matter what you say.
And really what it is just giving the voter the opportunity.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
We are raising funds for Give Directly. Give Directly is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, Give Directly has delivered over $400 million to over a million people who really needed some help. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on organizations or donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. Now, if that's what you would prefer, then we would agree, and that's why we're matching donations to Give Directly. They're helping right now families in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need, and Free Talk Live is matching donations of up to a total of $30,000. So if you want to help out some folks, go to give.freetalklive.com. You can help over in Kenya. That's give.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the number 603-283-6160. We're reading a letter to Alu Axelman from LibertyBlock.com by a state representative, Brody DeShares, a 22-year-old Republican who would, I'm sure, claim in his campaign material that he supports small government, because Republicans love to claim that. But yet, he wants to stay with one of the largest governments on the planet, the multi-trillion, $29 trillion in debt federal government with hundreds or a thousand or whatever military bases all around the planet, destroying people's independence, destroying lives, putting people in prison. He wants to stick with those guys.
That's why I just couldn't figure him out. Like, as a person who lives their life based on principles, I couldn't figure this guy out until you said, oh, he's just after political careers, probably.
People like that, their principles are kind of all over the place. You know, they have things they call principles that aren't actually principles.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're saying you live on
principles. Yeah, no, I was talking about me.
Right, okay, got it. So he's going on saying here that you can't leave, basically. The U.S. military is going to invade you. He says that any attempt to make New Hampshire a sovereign nation is illegitimate. He says the first legal argument why states cannot secede from the Union is reasonably understandable. The federal government is the only legitimate power to admit new states and extend or retract territorial boundaries. Nowhere in our U.S. Constitution does it allow the federal government to permit any state to secede, let alone for any state to decide unilaterally. Our Constitution is quite clear on this issue. And then he cites Article 4, Section 3. He says, no state constitution has ever suggested that states hold this power. Constitutions are implicit contracts with citizens that grant government specific powers. With no power explicitly given allowing secession, no state can ever secede, he says. Did you guys sign the contract?
I didn't. I don't think anybody's ever even put a blank copy of it in front of me before.
Did you sign it?
I didn't sign it.
No, I didn't either. No, so it's obviously not a contract. So he's obviously wrong about that. But Alu Axelman from LibertyBlock.com in his previously cites the right of revolution, because this guy says that there's nothing in any state constitution that suggests that states can secede. But
and
right there,
even if. If we told him we didn't sign it, he would just say somebody else signed it for us. That's not a contract either. Somebody else can't sign a contract for you.
Not unless they have power of attorney. So, anyway, Article 10 of New Hampshire's Constitution, I'm just going to read it. It's just a couple sentences here. Right of revolution.
It's pretty clear.
Article 10. Government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered, do you think we're there?
Yes.
We're there. Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. And all other means of redress are ineffectual. The people may, and of right, ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. So that is Article 10.
So this is basically, this is basically that, right?
It is, absolutely. Although we ended up deciding to, when we were putting together this proposal, this CACR 32, this proposal to declare peaceful independence from the United States, rather than putting it under Article 10, we decided to put it under Article 7, which I'll also read to you, which is the part called state sovereignty. Which says this: the people of this state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as a free, sovereign, and independent state. and do and forever hereafter exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right pertaining thereto, which is not, or may not hereafter be by them expressly delegated to the United States of America in Congress assembled. So it basically says right there, we are a sovereign, independent state, and we can govern ourselves however we damn well please. So
I don't know who would ever have a problem with that.
Yeah, so, well, this guy would, apparently.
Yeah.
So the proposal is to actually modify the state constitution under that article and add a 7A to it, which would talk about being an independent nation and declaring independence from the United States.
So we could never take out that part that says anything about the United States, like...
Actually, yes, Bonnie. The one of the parts of the proposal, the New Hampshire CACR 32 that is going to be, you know, considered, is one of the sentences there is basically that all references to the United States are nullified.
Oh yeah, okay.
In the whole rest of the Constitution.
So it'd still be there, and then Part B would just say, oh yeah, nullify that.
Yes, 7A would say that all references to the United States within the Constitution of New Hampshire are hereby nullified.
Okay.
So that just means any other place the U.S. appears is no longer, it's a nullity, legal nullity.
And that's really just a subtraction of something that was added
later.
Later,
correct.
Anyway, because the original New Hampshire Constitution is older than the United States Constitution.
That's right.
Not.
Yeah, they had to update it. They had to update it where they changed the oath of office to include United States, so that would be stricken.
So really we could just come back at him and say, actually it's illegal for us to be part of the United States. Because our Constitution said that we're a sovereign state. And, I mean, not that that's really an argument,
well,
but it's the same argument as him.
Well, right. But, I mean, they legally joined the United States.
Yeah, but we can legally leave.
And we can walk away without asking for permission.
I'm just saying it's the same spirit of an idea. Oh.
It's like a club. You just end your membership.
That's right.
As easy as that.
Yeah, and the club gets to decide whether you can join. But they don't get to decide whether you can leave.
Right. Think about it that way. That's pretty psycho to think that anybody in a club would prevent you from walking.
Right. Put a gun to your head.
Yeah. You can't leave. What is it, Hotel California?
Or the Mafia.
Or the Mafia. It's just the Mafia.
So Alu points out, he says, I don't think the representative is making the argument he thinks he's making. The question is whether the people of New Hampshire have the right of self-governance. First, the state entered the Union 240 years ago, meaning that nobody currently alive in New Hampshire has ever had an opportunity to make their voice heard or to cast a vote on whether they'd like to remain under the thumb of D.C. politicians. Second, the reader must understand that a state has always been synonymous with country. Indeed, New Hampshire went from being a British colony to a self-governing state in 1776. Later, a few delegates from New Hampshire agreed to be part of an alliance in a union with the other former colonies, represented by an extremely weak central government. They thought that the central government would obey the Constitution and would only serve to settle interstate commerce disputes and organize the military. Obviously, they were wrong, and that weak central government has now grown into one of the most authoritarian regimes in world history, and it continues to grow at breakneck speed, taxing and abusing every individual in the United States increasingly each day.
Or one might say it's perverted.
Indeed, we'll continue here with Alu Axelman's thoughts over at LibertyBlock.com as he tears it up.
He's totally slaying him.
On the state representative. Who
no
just...
wonder he won't debate him.
Yeah, indeed. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations.
FlightAware is saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News. President Biden's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now over. The White House saying the call began at 3:30 Eastern and ended 50 minutes later. So far, officials from neither country have said what the two leaders talked about on the call. They were expected to discuss a tense situation at the border with Ukraine. A vocal pro-democracy website in Hong Kong is now offline.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications. A day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. Journalism is not sedition, Blinken said in an emailed statement. One of those arrested, Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems is nearing its death.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open here. If you want to join us, we're talking about independence. Apparently been trending online recently. The idea of a national divorce is a thing people are talking about, and it needs to happen. But it needs to happen on more than just a red and blue countries basis. We just need to have 50 different countries out there. Let there be 50 different opportunities, 50 different configurations of governments for people to choose which one is the best for them.
I'm all about 350 million different.
Well, that would be even better. But let's start simple.
Okay.
But with you tonight, it's Ian.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then more from this representative who just cannot abide the idea of giving the New Hampshire people the opportunity to vote. That's all the question is should the people of New Hampshire be able to choose whether or not to declare independence? And he is saying, no, they shouldn't.
Who do these legislators think they are that they would give the people the ability to make that choice?
Or you mean prevent?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the proposal is to allow people to make
right.
choice.
Yeah,
that's.
But I'm speaking from his point of view. Who do these legislators think they are that are they're allowing the voters to make a decision on this? The legislators need to prevent the voters from making a decision on this.
That's what he's saying.
Yep, and that's why when I emailed them, I emailed the committee saying I want them to vote ought to pass. I said, please defend democracy.
Did you get any replies? I did not.
I didn't get any replies.
Yeah, so interesting that he replied to Alu, apparently. And we're going to continue with that in a moment. But Hugh is on the line listening in Tennessee in the Chattanooga area to WGOW. Go ahead, Hugh.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say, on your topic about having him bring in a National Guard from another state, the interesting thing about National Guard is they have to be activated by the governor of said state. So he would have to go to whatever governor that he wanted to take California come in there. He'd have to ask California's governor permission to use his guard in that and get permission that way. That'd be the only way he could do it. So now he would have to convince someone else completely.
Interesting. That means definitely the New Hampshire governor wouldn't say, okay, yeah, we're sticking them on the people.
Well, I would hope that he wouldn't, but the New Hampshire governor is an Empire supporter. I mean, he loves the federal government. He wants to be part of the federal government. So it wouldn't surprise me if Sununu would just let them do whatever they wanted
to do. Well, when is his election? Because I doubt
this year.
But, like, before or after we would vote on, or at the same time.
Oh. Same time. Okay. So, yeah, I imagine there's going to be a question put to him about secession. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say. But, Hugh, you do bring up an interesting potential barrier, the idea being that if the federal government goes to different state governors and says, we need your guardsmen to invade one of our states, that there's a chance they might say no, is what you're saying.
Right. Even then, you know, if any of those guys value their jobs, they would probably, you know, not stick their nose in there for him, especially a young guy like that. He's not really a seasoned guy.
So. Yeah, it might be a politically unpopular move to slaughter, American people and family members of the people that live in those states. Because, like, you know, the people that live in New York, some of them probably have some family members here in New Hampshire, right? Thanks, Hugh. Anything else you want to share?
No, man, that's it.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Great. Thank you. We will. 603-283-6160 is the number here. So, again, the state rep who is pro-union, pro-empire. And, by the way, I think it's important to point these people as pro-empire. These people who want to stay with the empire, they're loyalists, just like back in the day, the loyalists with the king.
And, you know, it's funny because in my research, a lot of the people who live in New Hampshire live up here, and their ancestors are basically people who couldn't stand living near all the loyalists after they just got done fighting a revolution. They got done fighting a bloody revolution in the name of getting away from the king, and then they, you know, the revolution is won, they go back to their home areas, they find, you know, Boston is loaded with supporters of the king still.
Wow.
They couldn't stand being around them, so they moved up here.
Never heard of that.
They moved into the woods.
Interesting.
Makes sense, though.
And Boston is still a terrible place.
That must be why the culture is the way it is in New Hampshire.
I bet you it is. Yes, the live for your die mentality goes way back.
Yeah, and you go further west into Massachusetts, it's the same. You get into, you know, parts of New York, there's some sturdy people in upstate New York. They don't want big government. You know, New York is not. It's only a leftist state because it's controlled by Albany and New York City.
Yeah, we just had, maybe like 2 months ago or a month ago, a couple moved from upstate New York. They moved to New Hampshire to get out of there because they are libertarian.
Oh, they're coming out of New York every single day now. You see, watch the Free State Project Facebook page, and it's like every other post is in New York.
Any libertarian with sense in their heads needs to get the hell out of New York.
You have to leave.
All right, so the state representative who's seething here over the idea of independence, he cites constitutions. He says the Constitution doesn't allow the federal government to permit any state to secede. But Alu points out that the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, is very clear, and it says the exact opposite of what Representative DeShays claims. Quote, the powers not delegated to the U.S. by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people, unquote. And the Constitution, says Alu, does not delegate to the federal government the power to prevent any state from leaving the Union.
Yeah.
It doesn't even talk about it. This means that the right to secession is allowed by the U.S. Constitution because it doesn't prohibit it. He says, I'm not sure why he mentions Article 4, Section 3, which clearly says nothing about secession. Quote, new states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as of the Congress. That just talks about creating a new state
inside the
United States. So, of course, they have jurisdiction over that process. Yep. It doesn't say anything about preventing people from leaving.
Yeah, and we wouldn't be creating anything new. What he doesn't understand is the sovereign state of New Hampshire does exist. It's just not sovereign right now.
That's a good point.
And you know what? I think an overarching thing that we might even be overlooking is if we could even get this on the ballot, it wouldn't just be a big deal here. Even if it didn't win, even if there wasn't a secession, it would be a big shot across the bow all across the entire country, because there's a lot of people in this country, and New Hampshire's first in the union, So if they're going to look at, well, those people vote first, and their numbers come in first every year, and they want to leave. Well, I want to leave. Can we leave?
Yes, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, people in Kansas starting to ask this question. Wyoming and whatever.
If it gets on the ballot, that alone is an incredible success and would be amazing.
Totally.
And honestly, I think if it gets on the ballot, it could pass. I think there is a possibility.
Like, I think there is too.
In the realm of possibility that it could happen. But it will get people talking, and that's the whole point of this. It's not only to get the people of New Hampshire talking, but to get the rest of the country talking about independence and spark other similar movements. So back to the frustrated state rep here. He says another argument lies in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Texas v. White from 1869. In the court's majority decision, the justice Salmon Chase explained the union began during the Revolutionary War amongst the colonies. In his decision, he writes, the union, quote, was confirmed and strengthened and received definite form and character and sanction from the Articles of Confederation, and by these, the union was solemnly declared to be perpetual, unquote. Justice Chase then says, our current Constitution was ordained to form a more perfect union, which intended to convey the idea of indissoluble unity. Therefore, the union can never be dissolved. We're not saying we want to dissolve your union.
Right.
You guys can have it.
Yeah, we don't want to be in your club. And at the end earlier, you said it was like a mafia. It's not really like a mafia. There are people in mafias that have honor. And they have respect, and there's a way. And
they generally won't kill women and children.
Right. And this is more about, this is more like a cult.
That's absolutely true.
This is way more like a cult than it is a mafia.
The state rep says, our form of government and constitution is predicated upon the union's perpetual existence. Without this perpetual existence, we would be throwing away the union, and with it, the U.S. Constitution. Yes! Yes! Why would we want to keep it? What is it about the union that is so beneficial?
But also, we wouldn't be throwing away the constitution. We would just make it not apply to one state, our state.
Well, yeah, the constitution would still exist for the other 49 states.
Sure.
I don't want to have anything to do with it.
If he can go to Maine.
Yeah, sure. Go to Massachusetts. Move to Florida if he's a Republican. He'd love it there. There's more coming up here in a moment. 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We are addressing some of the objections from a state representative here in New Hampshire, a Republican, so-called small government Republican, Brody DeShays, who is very vehemently against the idea of New Hampshire being an independent place again.
Brody.
We were before. It's happened before that New Hampshire has gone up against one of the largest world powers and said, no, we're out. So we're just talking about repeating history in this case. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
Don't forget to join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you there, so head over there and enjoy those. We're going to jump back into the story here from libertyblock.com. And if we don't get through this whole thing, or whether or not we get through the whole thing, because we're almost there, I will post the link. You can check this out over on our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. It'll link you over to the story from libertyblock.com. So the state rep brings up the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, and there's some court case, Texas versus White, where a Supreme Court said that the union is indissoluble. It cannot be dissolved. Okay, fine. We're not talking about dissolving your union. You can still have a union with two states.
Yep.
Right? He says, so Alu responds. He says, all right, we're getting into the heart of his argument. He believes that the judges who sit in D.C. are gods who can interpret the U.S. Constitution however they desire. A politician in a long black robe in D.C. does not get to rewrite the Constitution, nor does he have the magical power to override the natural right to self-governance or to freedom in general. I wish that somebody would ask Representative DeShays whether he would faithfully obey the court's ruling as canon if they determine that no individuals in the U.S. may possess a firearm because it violated the General Welfare Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Simply put, I and the others in New Hampshire don't care what the elites in D.C. say, just like the founders, who we all claim to respect, didn't care what the king said. The king made it clear that rebellion was treason, but the founders still did so, and every American now celebrates their victory every 4th of July.
And just like back then, it's ridiculous to act like you're committing treason by wanting to leave a place. Leave a union. You can't commit treason against something you don't want to be a part of. You can only commit treason against something that you claim to be a part of.
By acting against it.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship and you betray your boyfriend.
That's a good point.
That's treason. If you broke up with somebody and they won't leave you alone and they're mad at you for not talking to them, that's not treason, you know?
Nobody even argued that it was legal to secede from Britain. They all knew that the government of Britain considered it a crime to leave. That was kind of the whole point of leaving, to get away from the tyrants. If the Constitution was a contract, and it's not, then it would have been voided long ago when the government violated it and continues to violate it. In contract law, the most foundational premise is that if one party willfully violates the contract, the other party could choose to break off the contract. And the federal government has violated the Constitution countless times and continues to increasingly violate it.
And pervert it.
If we are discussing the constitutionality of things, he says, then I would argue that according to the Constitution, the U.S. government should no longer exist. So back to Representative Deshaies. He says the last constitutional argument is straightforward. It doesn't matter whether or not secession is illegal. What matters is that the Union beat the Confederacy in the Civil War. Once this happened, the illegality of unilateral secession was de facto established. The legality of secession was answered at a Potomac's courthouse in 1865 with the conclusion of the Civil War. It also means the repercussions for attempting unilateral secession have been decided too. The federal government must punish states and their leaders who try to secede.
Oh my God.
What a dirtball this guy is.
Yeah. Does he know what Abraham Lincoln was doing to the people that were trying to secede? Does he know that he was senselessly bombing Atlanta when Atlantans weren't attacking anymore? They had surrendered and he was still bombing them? Is that the kind of punishment he thinks that Joe Biden should inflict on New Hampshire for trying to secede?
The answer is probably yes.
Probably. Alu says, and one of my favorite arguments against state independence, might makes right. Sweetheart, your husband may beat the hell out of you, starve you, and abuse you in every which way, but the legality of divorce or separation was settled when he beat you into a coma the last time you tried to leave him. So you'll just need to stay with him forever. Might makes right. He's stronger than you. Therefore, he's right and you're wrong. He advises his female friend after she cries to him about her abusive husband. I mean, it's a perfect analogy.
Totally.
Here. And Deshaies goes on. He says, which leads us to another question. Can state leaders introduce or vote for articles of secession? No, they cannot. And that is not my opinion. It is what our Constitution explicitly states. The 14th Amendment, Article 3, is very clear. No state legislator shall engage in rebellion against the Constitution. Voting for New Hampshire's proposed articles of secession is rebellion against the U.S. Constitution. It would be casting a vote to rebel against the Union, and therefore the same Constitution establishing the perpetual Union. Well, again, whether his interpretation is correct or not, he's still wrong about what is being proposed here. The state representatives are not voting for secession.
Right.
They are being asked to put something on the ballot so the people can amend the Constitution, which already says in New Hampshire that we are a free and sovereign place and that we have the right to revolution. It's already in the Constitution. All the building blocks that you need to say this is fully constitutional and legal, it'll just be even more constitutional when the Constitution itself is amended by the people of New Hampshire, and two-thirds of them that vote for this. Aldo answers by saying, again, the constitutional arguments are perhaps the weakest ones against independence. To be honest, if the D.C. government gang obeyed the Constitution, the massive amount of discontent among Americans and the New Hampshire independence movement would not exist. If D.C. politicians can brazenly violate the U.S. Constitution ad infinitum, I'm totally fine doing the same, even if it leads them to accuse me of breaking their laws. Again, that would put me in the company of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm okay with that. If you do like constitutions, you should read this part of the New Hampshire Constitution, which literally legalizes and encourages rebellion against tyrannical government, such as we have now in D.C. And then he cites Article 10, which we read for you earlier in the show. If you didn't hear it, you can go to read the New Hampshire Constitution Bill of Rights. Check Article 10.
Do you think Deshaies has ever read the New Hampshire State Constitution?
He certainly swore an oath to it. Deshaies goes on saying, state lawmakers have also introduced legislation establishing a process to remove members of the general court who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. I think that's his bill. I suspect he's the one that signed that one. He said that would allow the HB 1007 would allow the New Hampshire House or Senate to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. he says, referred to as the Supremacy Clause, establishes the federal constitution. Federal law is taking precedence over state laws and even state constitutions. Shame on this guy.
Totally. You know, I talk constantly about how awful the left is and how we need to, you know, reduce the power of the left, and I always follow it up. People immediately think I'm a right-winger, but I always follow it up with that the right is on the itinerary next.
Yeah.
And this guy is a perfect example why I say that.
And he just doesn't understand how the U.S. government was founded. It was founded by the states themselves, who were themselves independent nations. Those who've created a thing cannot create something more powerful than the original creator, right? And like, it's not possible.
I can't create any agreement with my friends that my great-great-great-grandchildren are obliged to continue.
Indeed. And we are those great-great-great-grandchildren. So, Alu says, I'm aware of Marsh's pathetic, unconstitutional, ridiculous bill to remove pro-independence patriots from the legislature. It was proposed by an anti-freedom politician after he defected to the Democrat Party. His bill won't pass and isn't even worth spending time worrying about. So, the final statement from Representative Deschaise. He says, I encourage fellow lawmakers to reject New Hampshire's Articles of Secession and protect constitutional government. Not only is CACR 32 logistically and constitutionally impossible, wrong, but New Hampshire's Articles of Secession may require enforcement of the 14th Amendment. The New Hampshire House should not be forcing America into a constitutional crisis. This is not a constitutional crisis.
At all.
It wouldn't affect the United States in any way except they might have to take a star off a flag. That's it.
I want to know if this kid can defend this right. I wonder if he actually wrote it.
Well, he won't debate Alu, so yeah. I don't think he can.
The reason I say it is I wonder if somebody
ghostwrote it for him.
Somebody ghostwrote it
for
him.
Yeah, I was wondering.
This sounds like as if it's written, I'd hate not to put out any 22-year-olds out there, mm-hmm. but this sounds like it's written above the pay grade of a 22-year-old.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
At the beginning when I told you I was trying to figure this guy out, I wondered if he has some dad that's a Republican. Bureaucrat.
A judge.
Yeah. Oh.
He said the question of unilateral state secession died in Appomattox. Let's keep it that way.
Appomattox.
Okay, whatever. Thank you. Thank you, Appomattox. And so finally, Alu says, I encourage all lawmakers to support the natural right of self-governance, reject paranoid propaganda, and protect ourselves from the tyrants in D.C. and reject the notion that might makes right. Help us protect the smallest minority, the individual, and please allow the people of New Hampshire to vote on whether they want our great state to continue to suffer under the vicious rule of corrupt D.C. politicians, judges, law enforcement agents, and regulators. And if this state representative thinks we should stay in the union and thinks it's such a good idea, then surely the New Hampshire people would agree with him and vote this thing down.
Surely.
What's he so afraid of? We'll see you tomorrow night.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.